Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K.
Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Brian Gorgian, we speak, is one of our most successful sporting coaches ever, from an Australian point of view, and internationally. Wherever he goes, success follows, and there's no coincidence in any of that.
None. He has an amazing capacity to build a team quickly and to build culture really quickly too, and for that team to have success and sustain success as well.
It was great. We touched base with him through the middle of COVID when he was over in China. He's back now, and to Illawarra, the Illawarra Hawks, the Illawarra basketball team, well done to them, because they're aggressive, they move quickly, they signed him as a coach, and they're now unbeaten to the start of the NBL season. And the coach joins us, Brian Gorgian, on the line. Welcome, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good to hear your voices. Long time.
It has been too long. You boys have been on the road since Christmas, so we're all doing a little bit harder than we normally do, but you seem to be getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. The first time in my coaching career, I've got to select every player. You know, I've been through changes in different teams, but this team had gone through administration and we didn't have one player signed. And I keep referring to my father over these years, and recently we talk a lot, and you know, one of the things he always said, the winning's in the picking. And so I've had an opportunity to select each and individual player, and leading into this, for reasons long term, I went down a certain path, and a lot of it involved youth. And what's transpired is, with COVID and what's happened, it's been a real plus. This being on the road with a group like this, where it's young kids with two bags, and we hop from hotel to hotel, wives, babies, all of those things that are difficult when you're dealing with this. I'm not dealing with these guys. Just want to get better. They're young. They're fearless as far as all of this. What's going on? So the day to day. We've had a real opportunity to get closer, and because we're around each other the whole time, and we didn't know each other that well. Eating together, watching games together, meeting together, going out for walks together. The team's come closer in a very short period of time.
Hey, Brian, in your selection, when you line up sort of character and talent, how do you evaluate that and the importance of one over the other?
That's a really good question. And to be honest with you, I've been amazed. I mean, and I look through the competition here, maybe it's Australia and the Australian athlete. There's not many guys you look at. And when you look at opposition, different than where I've been, where you're dealing, oh, this guy looks like trouble, or this looks like an attitude. I'm definitely at an age in my life that I would not take somebody, and there's been heavy research on each player that had an attitude issue. I'm not going down that path. So, the scope, when I was doing the research and I was looking for players involved with basketball in youth, most of them were well-schooled, well-grounded, both feet on the floor, want to get better. But what I ended up doing, what was a big aspect for me, was one, wanting to get better; two, can they learn; and three, athletes. I went long and athletic, and I see in our competition from when I was here prior, the African community is having a huge aspect on the NBL. The athleticism in this league and the length in this league is a lot different than when I played in it, you know, 11 years ago.
The connection with Illawarra is really important to you and the team. How difficult has it been to continue to grow that, given that you've been on the road for this whole time?
Well, I mean, the name was, you know, when we were in the community, we were training and we were practicing, and I came in cold. And in the community, there was a real strong you know, you'd walk down the street and they used to, at their home games, Illawarra, Illawarra, you'd see somebody at the bus stop and they'd see me walking. It's a small community. You're walking up the street and they'd, hey, coach, you know, Illawarra, Illawarra. You know, I mean, it's the local community, the local business people, you know, they want their name. And, you know, my call after the game was more, I wasn't telling people, you know, you got to get memberships. It's just, we've got this young, exciting team that you can come and have the opportunity to see, and you're going to have a great night at the basketball. And I feel as I get older, it's a responsibility of mine to grow this thing in this area and get that stadium filled. And if we get that stadium filled and get the people behind it, we'll get the name back. But you look at the league, I mean, I've been involved in Australia, as you know, since 1977, and in basketball, they were always Illawarra Hawks. When they come to the bench and they come towards me, and it's just, you know, you always say you're playing for what's on the front of your jersey. And on the front of our jersey, it says Hawks. And we want, you know, we want to represent Illawarra Hawks. And it's strong within our team. It's, you know, we've got guys like Ogilvy. We got guys like Greg Hubbard and Tim Conrad, Oscar Foreman, you know, people in the community, Eric Cooks. It means a lot to them. And I come from an environment where, and I think this is one area where basketball, as opposed to football, needs the ex-players, the tradition. And the tradition of this area of Wollongong is Illawarra.
Well, Brian, you're off to a great start. Just one final question before we let you go. Congratulations on being named the Boomers coach. I know we haven't spoken to you since that occurred. Ben Simmons, are you in regular contact with Ben? And is he likely to make himself available later this year for the Olympics?
In contact, and have a conversation coming up shortly. And the announcement of the squad is going to be named shortly. And I have a real good feel about Ben. And I think it's really important to the country, to the green and gold, not just for these Olympics, but long term, that Ben's involved with the Boomers. And that's priority number one for me. And I'm on it, and I have a good feel about it.
And a quick one from me, Josh Giddey. I keep hearing about this young man. How good is he, and how good can he be?
Like no young Aussie I've seen. Different than Andrew Gaze, different than Shane Heal, Mark Bradkey. I mean, this is a special, special kid. Comes from a special family, special player. And the thing he does best is makes the players around him better. And to me, that's greatness. He's a great passer, got great size, is a good athlete. Definitely, in my mind, a first-round draft pick. Really special player.
Wow.
Wow, that is sensational, Brian.
Really worth watching.
We love talking to you. We're going to stay in touch as we head towards that Olympics. Good luck for your team, Illawarra, and we appreciate you giving us some time. Great to talk to you.
You guys take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Illawarra coach of the Boomers. And what about the wrap there for Josh Giddey?